All right. Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Time Out Podcast. I am your host and the creator of the podcast, Tyler Ferguson. So what this is I'm just a guy who loves sports. I love to talk about sports with my friends. And it's really, really easy to set up a podcast, so I figured why not. So today for my first episode, I'm joined by my brother-in-law, Shane Smith, who also has his own podcast out called Organic Poison.
Hey, yeah, I think that's the first time that you've ever referred to me as your brother-in-law.
And the last.
Well, at least we're off to a good start.
Yes. Okay, so every episode is going to probably be geared toward a little bit something a little bit different. Usually for me personally, I'm a fan of baseball, but most of my podcast will probably be something along the lines of football or basketball. But, so for the first episode, we're gearing into the NFL season. It's about a month away, give or take. Super, super excited. So let's talk NFL.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that most people in general are going to be pretty excited to hear about football and basketball anyway. Mm. Even baseball fans mostly like football. They like football and basketball as well.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I agree with you. So, let's talk. Got our intro out the way. Let's talk NFL.
You killed that intro.
Oh, thank you so much. So this for the NFL, this has been to me personally one of the more active off seasons when it comes to signings and trades. And it's not because there's been so many. It's because of some of the players that have been getting moved.
Right.
So let me get your take on this. Antonio Brown to the Raiders.
I think it's great.
Great for what?
I think it's great for the Raiders.
I mean, look, a struggling team. They got rid of Amari Cooper last season to the Cowboys. And, man, Derek Carr is a great quarterback, but he has got no help. And I think this is going to be something good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're going to be able to – we're going to see them be – I'm just calling it now. I could be wrong. But I was pretty close to being right about the Browns last year.
Oh, yeah.
I said the Browns, I was like, watch. Now, at the time, I was just kind of pulling that out of my rear end.
Yeah.
But turns out they weren't that bad. But I think the Raiders are going to be playoff contenders for sure this year.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you, man. The only reason I'm going to say that they're not is because they picked up Josh Jacobs in the draft. I believe it's Josh Jacobs from Alabama.
Sure.
Their running back, and I don't even know if he's going to sign with them. There's talks. Something about contract negotiations not going too well, stuff like that. So, I mean, really, it's looking like the team is going to end up being Derek Carr and Antonio Brown. I don't think that's enough to get it done. They got rid of Khalil Mack last season. I don't think they have the defense just yet. But I will say this. John Gruden.
Yes.
One of the craziest minds in football. And I think you give that man some time, and they're going to be a powerhouse. I just don't think it'll be this season.
I guess we'll have to see. Raiders also picked up Trent Brown from the Patriots. And I'm pretty sure he's the highest paid offensive tackle in the NFL right now.
And that's what they need, man. They need a line. They need a line to protect Derek Carr. I mean, because I'm telling you, he's a hidden gem. Derek Carr is a good quarterback, let me tell you that.
We're going to have to see how it unfolds. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully for Raiders fans, that will turn out to be something pretty positive.
I hope so. So let's move on. sticking with former Steelers, Le'Veon Bell to the Jets, man.
Yeah.
I'll give you my 2 cents on it. I could care less. And that's only because I don't think it matters for the Jets.
I mean, I don't know how much it's going to help them.
They've got Sam Darnold, who is, man, he's one of those guys. He is, to me, he's mediocre. He's not great. But I don't think I don't think he's going to be awful.
Right.
And I just don't think. Once again, it's kind of like the Raiders thing. I don't think him and Le'Veon are going to be able to carry the offense. I don't think they will be able to. Now their defense is not bad by any means. I don't think they have the worst defense in the league.
Well, you know, there was a lot of talk back in May that the Jets might trade Le'Veon Bell.
Mm.
I don't quite know enough to say whether or not they would have traded him for someone that would be more beneficial for them, which would make sense. But in the same breath, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe Le'Veon Bell isn't a necessity for the Jets in their eyes.
Well, they had, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but do they still have Isaiah Crowell? Not Isaiah Crowell. It might be Isaiah Crowell, the running back on their roster. And he wasn't bad at all. And obviously Le'Veon is an upgrade. Obviously, I'm not arguing that he's not at all.
Right.
I'm just saying sometimes, you know, if you've got a pretty good quarterback, you know, that can take you, but you get an amazing quarterback, whereas you really, really need a defensive tackle, why get that quarterback? You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. So it's like, I don't know. That's what I think about that. I feel like maybe they could have. Now, granted, they didn't have to give up too much except for money for Le'Veon, because, you know, it wasn't a trade thing. They signed him. He was a free agent, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. let's move on. Or is Crowell playing with the Browns?
It's looking like here that he might be playing for the Browns.
Well, I am sorry to everybody listening. He is not with the Jets anymore. I apologize. But moving on from that. Joe freaking Flacco. The longtime Ravens quarterback.
He plays for the Oakland Raiders.
He plays for the Raiders. Crowell does. Okay. Yes. Well, Raiders fans, you guys have yourself a pretty good running back then.
Yeah, and if it makes you guys feel any better, we don't pride ourselves on being correct all the time.
Not all the time, no. No, by any means. Joe Flacco, longtime Ravens quarterback, MVP, Super Bowl MVP.
Yes.
Fell down the toilet, man.
Yes, he did.
He has had. So, Lamar Jackson, obviously the future of the Ravens. I think this was a smart, and when I say smart, a smart move by the Ravens. Sucks to see him go. You know, what's the term? Hate to watch him go, but love to watch him leave.
Right, right.
It sucks. You know, he gave him a Super Bowl, but the future is Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
That is definitely true. And who knows? Joe might go down to Denver and turn out to be a pretty good fit for them.
Well, here's the thing about Denver. Let's talk about Denver. All they need is a quarterback, I think, because, man.
Isn't that kind of the story of their history?
Ever since Peyton Manning.
I mean.
Before that, they were trying to fill the void from John Elway.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tim Tebow obviously wasn't. Rip my man Tim Tebow. He couldn't get much done, too much done there. Yeah. It wasn't bad. But, anyways.
He was living on a prayer.
That's exactly right. Living on a prayer. But, man, the Broncos, they have still an amazing defense, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, they've lost a couple key pieces, but they still have an amazing defense.
You know, it's even crazy. John Elway is quoted for, I can't speak the specific quote, but he is quoted for saying that Flacco is going to solve them, their QB troubles.
He will fix
the issue. I mean, it is kind of weird. Flacco is a little bit, we definitely wouldn't say he's on the incline in his career anymore.
No.
But neither was Peyton.
Exactly,
so we'll see. You know, maybe he could get in there and with their offensive strategies, and they can kind of get something moving forward with him.
That's what I'm hoping. Even if it comes down to he's just a mentor for a younger guy, if they're able to get a younger guy. But
sure.
Like I said, they got the defense. You got the. I think they have some pretty solid receivers. Man, their running back. What was his last name? Lindsey. He was the rookie running back, the undrafted. I believe he's undrafted. Man, he killed it last year. Pro Bowl running back. I mean, he was something else, in my opinion. And he could be the team in an essence. You know, obviously they need a quarterback, but he could be that quote unquote star.
Yeah, Philip Lindsay was.
Philip Lindsay, that's exactly right. All right. Here is one of my biggest questions. One of my biggest questions in this podcast.
Moving on from the Broncos,
Moving on from the Broncos.
Got you.
Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, man.
What you thinking? Maybe what I'm thinking. Sorry, Josh Rosen. I know you're not listening, but this is what I'm thinking. He did not fit their game, their scheme. How this coach from Texas Tech works is how Kyler Murray plays football. Look at when Baker Mayfield was at Texas Tech and then went to Oklahoma, I mean, he played the same ball at Texas Tech than he did at Oklahoma because that coach was there. He was at Texas Tech, and it just so happens, you know, Oklahoma's coach played similar ball.
Right.
And it's tough to transition from a college football coach to an NFL coach, I'm sure, you know.
Right.
But if he's bringing that same scheme, that same game plan – and Kyler Murray's at his core.
I like how you truly pronounce scheme.
Scheme.
With the H.
If he,
that was good.
If he, you're right. he brings that scheme and that game plan with him, with Kyler Murray at quarterback.
Right.
I don't think they will be an elite team yet, but give it some time. Because
I mean, we're already looking at a team that's been doing pretty well the past 5 years.
But they fell apart the last couple of years. Right. But I mean, you remember the year the Carolina Panthers, I believe it was 2015, went to the Super Bowl. They fought tooth and nail with the Cardinals in the AFC, I believe it was the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
And that's obviously they had Carson. They had a better team. They had Carson Palmer, man, who was the heart and soul of that team. I will say this, they still have David Johnson. David Johnson is one of the most underrated running backs in NFL history. I do not think he gets what he deserves. He's great.
Yeah.
He's never been on a great enough team to be like, you know, he is an all-star, but man, he's an all-star.
Right.
And same situation with Flacco. I don't think Larry Fitzgerald, I don't think he's on the incline, but I don't think he's on the decline. I do think he's at the end of his career.
Right.
You know, maybe one, maybe two, three seasons left. So I don't think there's anything he can do except for do his best, catch some footballs, and mentor the young guys. I think that's all he can do, really, in that situation.
Right.
Very, very good player. I'm excited. I think, honestly, the Cardinals might be the team I'm most excited to watch.
Yeah, very curious to see how they've developed in the offseason. And apparently Kyler Murray has already got heads turning just at camp and watching everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean,
obviously, he was a topic of conversation this draft season. But he, you know, pretty sure number one pick. Was he not?
He was the number one pick.
Number one pick. And, I mean, he's supposedly has not let anyone down so far. So, very curious to see how he plays out along with the rest of the Cardinals team, particularly their offense.
Yep. So, kind of sticking with the Cardinals, let's talk about Wonder Boy Josh Rosen. You draft Josh Rosen, I believe it was 9th or 10th overall last year.
Correct.
Playing for a year, disappoints. I mean, and I hate to say it, he disappointed.
Right.
You get rid of – you get Kyler Murray, you keep Josh Rosen around for a little while, and then you get rid of Josh Rosen. Good job on the Cardinals' part. It was almost just like dead weight. They weren't – I don't think they needed him.
Right.
This was a good trade because the Miami Dolphins got rid of Ryan Tannehill, if I'm not mistaken. 99% sure. Yes, they got rid of Ryan Tannehill. They don't have a quarterback. Josh Rosen, and then they end up signing Ryan Fitzpatrick also, who is one of those guys that if you have him at second string, he's going to be the best dang starting quarterback. But as soon as you put him in at starter, you know, yeah, he's not as good.
Yeah, it might not be quite what you expected.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you got Rosen, you got Fitzy, you got a good team right there. I don't doubt it for a second. You don't have a playoff team, but you got a good team.
Right.
You got to look, because they're bringing back almost – they're bringing back a lot of the players that beat the Patriots last year.
Yeah.
Beat them good too. That was a dang good game.
Right. I'll tell you one thing. I was going to ask you if you were about to move topics. Are you planning something? I want to ask you, maybe a little off topic, but with Odell Beckham gone,
that's what was next.
Is it really?
Odell Beckham. Go ahead.
Before we get into the Browns,
yeah.
With Odell Beckham gone,
yeah.
What do you see, New York, Eli, the Giants? What do you see that side of New York doing this year?
What's the kid's name from Duke that they drafted, the quarterback from Duke? Here's what I'm thinking. Sterling Shepard out, torn thumb. Corey Coleman, torn ACL. And then another receiver out, suspended. Golden Tate was suspended. They have three really good receivers, and they are all out. I'm hoping... I don't really know how these thumb
Daniel
injuries.
Jones was
Daniel Jones from Duke, exactly. They picked him 7th over Dwayne Haskins. Crazy. Or Haskins. Or maybe, yeah. Man, let me tell you this. In the late 2000s, I think it was after he played for the Cardinals, Kurt Warner went to the Giants. Or maybe it was before he played for the Cardinals. Kurt Warner went to the Giants. And his job, Kurt Warner, an amazing quarterback, one of the greatest. His job was to help mentor Eli, help mentor their other quarterbacks, and they were amazing.
Yeah.
He was great at it. So here's what I'm saying to the coach of the New York Giants. Take Eli Manning. Start him game one. Start him game two. It doesn't matter. But make sure he mentors Daniel Jones. Honestly, in my eyes, if Daniel Jones is playing good enough in preseason and training camp and stuff, man, bench Eli Manning. I mean, I don't think there's any – you can't feel bad for him anymore.
Right.
You give him chance after chance after chance, and he is – 2011 was the last time you can say, man, those Giants. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, it's been a long time since we've been able to say – I mean, well, with the exception of the Brooklyn Nets doing okay.
Yeah,
we have
first round.
We have not – you know, we have, like, this city that is almost looked at from other countries as, like, that's the definition of America.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, our bread and butter. And there's no – there's nothing glorious
exactly
when it comes to sports.
And, like, with New York – think about New York is – they are always known, even now, as, like, the sports city.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I wasn't alive the last time the Knicks were even – I know they were in the finals. Nets, same. Giants, 2007 and 2011. That was it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like stop – hey, America, stop calling New York a sports city.
Well, most of our media is hosted there.
I agree.
So that's the reason why. But, and another thing, I will shoot a little bell for Eli. We are a group of people in this world as sports fans. It's easy for us to forget. A lot of times we try to forget because our team lost. But a lot of times we forget that Eli did win two Super Bowls.
You're right.
I mean, not single-handedly, obviously.
No.
But he did win two. He got two rings.
Right.
And it's like, but it seems like, you know, I mean, we would hold anyone else to the other standard. If LeBron James decided to play for 10 more years and he fell off next year and he sucked for 9 years straight, well, it would be hard for him. We'd be like, so what if he used to win? He's not winning now.
Exactly.
You know, like.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, basketball is a whole different area of the podcast.
I agree with you.
It's like, it's kind of like, sorry, Eli, we can't just be like, man, you were the guy back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like, you can be the coolest guy at the party, but trust me, eventually there's going to be another guy show up if you don't have good jokes and good hair.
I completely agree with you, man. And, That's what it is with Eli. Eli Manning, you don't have to retire. But, my goodness, you better teach that Daniel Jones kid some of what you know. Don't teach him some other stuff because we don't want him to turn out like you. But teach him, man. Mentor him because, I'll say this. I am not the owner of a football team. I'm not a coach. I'm not a GM. I don't know why the Giants would pick Daniel Jones over Dwayne Haskins or Haskins, whatever. It doesn't, to me, he went to Ohio State, freaking killed it, man. Daniel Jones was quiet at Duke. I mean, he wasn't even a solid, like, an elite quarterback. But they took a guy that was projected. I believe he was projected like a second round.
Sure.
And they seventh overall in the draft. They see something in him. So don't, New York fans, if you're a Giants fan, don't give up, man. Don't give up on Daniel Jones because there's a reason they picked him. I'll say that. And I think the reason is to let Eli sit out and let him learn. Let Daniel Jones learn. Now, going to their receiver situation, obviously no more Odell. Sterling Shepard can get better by the time the season starts. Sterling Shepard is a dog.
Right.
He is a dog, man.
That's a target
He's a good target.
Right.
Corey Coleman, a weird story in the NFL. Super fast. That's what he's really known for. I mean, he's fast. You know, he was with the Browns. He wasn't bad. and that's Corey Coleman.
Yeah.
You know, not a bad target. Golden Tate, another underrated guy.
Is his name Golden Tate?
His name is Golden Tate. The Golden Tate Bridge.
Golden Tate Bridge. I feel like that's going to be a thing.
I think it might already be.
Be a good merch idea.
It would be a good merch idea. Ooh, Golden Tate.
He's got a.
We got you a good merch idea. Hire me as your manager. They don't have a bad receiving core. They just have to be healthy. Corey Coleman's done. Tore his ACL. He's out for the season, I guarantee it.
Yeah, ACL is not a good easy to recover.
I'm not sure how long Golden Tate's suspension is, but if he's back, hopefully he can be an asset.
What was his suspension for?
If I'm not mistaken, PED.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Well,
at least it wasn't like he assaulted his wife or something
well,
like that.
I mean, he did not do that. All right, so let's move over to the other side of the Giants. Odell Beckham, the Browns. Let me tell you something. You did say, I remember you saying last year, watch those Browns, and I said, shut your mouth.
Yes.
You know, it's the Browns. Dude, they got rid of Tyrod Taylor. They got Baker, man. Baker's something else. You have Baker, and you have Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry's not bad. You got all – all these pieces are online. This is America's team.
It is America's group of misfits.
And
the biggest underdogs ever.
Let me tell you something. The Cleveland Browns, mark my words, you're listening to it right now, they will fight, and they will be in the AFC Championship this year if all goes right. I'm calling it.
First episode.
I'm calling it big.
Bold statements on the first episode.
The Cleveland Browns will be in the AFC Championship.
Oh, man. I'll say they'll go to the playoffs.
They are going.
I'll say they'll go to the playoffs.
I will not say the Super Bowl, but I will say the AFC Championship. I think the Super Bowl. We'll get to that later. but, yeah. Man, Baker Mayfield, he can take the ball and immediately tuck it and run. He can get you at least 10 yards. Baker Mayfield can take the snap, and he can throw it, and he can throw it to an open receiver, or he can thread the needle. He can go through defenders. He can throw the ball through defenders. He is a good, solid quarterback. People don't like Baker Mayfield because of his attitude, not because of his play. You can't deny he can't play.
Right.
Odell Beckham, there's not much I need to say. One of the greatest receivers we've seen, not only in the past 10 years, maybe ever.
Right.
He is outstanding.
Right. Another one, attitude, but the play, like the
Yeah, exactly. The People ability. Hate his attitude, not his ability.
Yes, his ability it's undeniable.
Jarvis Landry, the quiet Odell Beckham, played in high school together, or played rival high schools. They played in LSU together. Jarvis Landry was at Miami. Odell was in New York. Now they're met up. They're going to be something else. Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
You got Nick Chubb. You got a good running back in Nick Chubb. Not bad at all. And last thing I'll say about the Browns is their defense. If they can work on their offensive line, they got the defense, man. Their offense could be awful, and their defense is still going to be one of the better defenses in the league. Miles Garrett, I mean, I feel like I don't even need to say anything anymore. They got the cornerbacks. They have the linebacker. They have – I don't think there's a hole in their defense.
Yeah.
If there is, it will be in the secondary. But I don't think there is. Their offensive line is the only – you know, Joe Thomas, one of the greatest offensive linemen ever. You know, he retired from the Browns season before last, I believe, or maybe last season. But he's gone now. So, you know, they do have a hole in their offensive line, definitely. They need to work on that. Other than that, I think they might be one of the purest – best teams in the league this year. You know, they have a great coach under Dwayne. One of the most they played the most efficient football last season once Dwayne Kitchens
Dwayne Kitchens?
Their head coach Anyways, him and Baker played the most efficient football in the league. I think it was after like week 8, week 12, something like
right.
that. They're an efficient team. They are a good, good team. What's his name?
Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens. Not Eddie Kitchens. Sorry, Freddie Kitchens. Sorry, Freddie Kitchens.
Sorry to his cousin Eddie.
Yeah, know. And or Dwayne.
Eddie, who sweeps floors at the local bar and grill. That will never be a head coach.
Eddie, his equipment manager brother. Last one I want to talk about, and this is a quiet one, it just came up. The Packers. Let me tell you this about the Packers. I love the Packers, just because I love Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Brett Favre's going back, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His Instagram got hacked, man. You had me believing.
I was telling people at the gas station that Brett Favre was going back.
Oh, I bet
I was like, bro, he's coming back, man. He's coming back.
He would have been a third string.
I wonder if anybody went up to, like, the fence at his house on the side of 98 and was like, bro. Bruh, Reggie's going back, bruh. I've always been a Packers fan.
But I love Aaron Rodgers.
I love Aaron Rodgers.
Great quarterback. Love his mustache.
Yeah.
Great mustache.
You know how close he was to going to the Patriots?
How close?
He almost was Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Think about that.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Under Belichick. There's some Aaron videos Rogers, you can look up about it, like Belichick talking about him and stuff like that.
Aaron Rodgers under Belichick would have just been Tom Brady. He would have been Tom Brady. I think they would have been just as good, if not better. I don't know.
It's kind of like, would he have, though? Wasn't Tom Brady like a last pick?
Yeah, and Tom Brady was the Pats wouldn't. I guess they wouldn't have as much success because Tom Brady was having success in the league before Aaron Rodgers got in the league. So,
yeah.
But the Packers, they don't have a GM, which is City of Green Bay, man. Y'all gotta get together and be a good GM for your team because it's all you got.
And let's be honest, Aaron's only got so much time left.
Let me see, he's in his 14th year in the league?
Yeah, and we thought he was going to be out before now.
Yeah.
Something about Green Bay puts the spirit in their players.
In these QBs, yeah. It's like... Until they leave. And the thing about it is they can be as good as... Aaron Rodgers can be as good as he wants, but he needs some receivers, man. He needs some help. He needs a running back. And let me tell you this. On the defensive side of the ball, it's the only thing I'm going to say about the Packers defense. Longtime player for the Packers defense, Mike Daniels.
Yes.
They tried to trade him. No one, a trade wouldn't, you know, no trade came together, I guess, that was suitable for both sides of a team. And so they cut him. They cut Mike Daniels. Let me tell you this. I get it. Good move, Green Bay Packers, city GMs. All you citizens of Green Bay, good move. I get it. He was a good player. But it's one of those situations we were talking about earlier, kind of with the Jets. It was like they needed an upgrade so bad in other positions where it was okay to get rid of him. Mike Daniels is going to go to a team. A team's going to sign him. He's going to be a great asset.
Yes.
And the only reason I'm talking about this, you know, it's not huge news. It's just the fact of he's been there for so long and they cut him. Not they traded him. They cut him.
Right.
So I just think that's crazy to me.
Packers are saying that it's pretty promising for wide receiver Jake Kumerow. Is that his name?
Kumerow, yes.
Kumerow says he's consistent and extremely good.
No, extremely good?
Extremely reliable.
Good. So, that's what they need. That's what they need, man. They need some... Aaron Rodgers needs a Pro Bowler. At least a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
I am rooting for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers and Julio Jones, 2020 season. No, that's not happening. All right. So, we talked about the offseason moves. Super Bowl contenders. I wrote down the 8 teams I think are going to contend. You want to hear them?
I do.
Eagles.
I see one name on there that I'm happy to see.
Yes. Eagles, Texans, Falcons, Rams, Patriots, Chiefs, Colts, and my team, the Saints.
The New Orleans Saints.
The New Orleans Saints. But let me tell you this. I'm going to start at Eagles. Carson Wentz. If Carson Wentz can get back to Carson Wentz.
Right.
You know, not last season, like season before last Carson Wentz, before he got hurt again.
Right.
They will go to the Super Bowl. Yeah. They will. Doug Peterson is the coach to take them, and they will go.
Yeah, we definitely need to see Carson at least at 95%.
At least, man. He is
at
not.
At least 95%.
Texans. They got the team, man. They have the team. J.J. Watt on your defense. Where did Tyrann Mathieu go? I know he's not with the Texans anymore. But then you flip the offensive side of the ball. You got DeAndre Hopkins, Lamar Miller, Deshaun Watson. That is a well put together. They are one of those teams. They're not incredibly flashy. Now, DeAndre Hopkins is flashy. He's great. They are just a solid team that I think is going to compete for sure. I think that.
I could see that.
Rams. I think they're too good to not go back.
I hate it too.
On the defensive side of the ball.
I hate that. And then
too.
They played like trash once.
First off, you don't even play well in the NFC Championship. And then you make it to the Super Bowl and you play awful. But
in their defense, the Rams played pretty darn good football all year, though.
They did.
I mean, it's just like, how do you get to the to me, that's like a college mistake. Like, that's like a college football mistake where it's like you get to the final one and you just literally drop the ball. Like, you play like trash. And, I mean, of course, we were all upset because of the Saints issue, but let's look past that and just look at the fact that it's like, even after all that, you still get there and it's just like, oh, man, we didn't even know. How do you play so well against all these teams all year and then go up against the Patriots, who literally somehow managed to find their way into the Super Bowl last year, which they usually do for some reason because they play in a division. Is it the division or is
their division is awful.
Is it the division is the four teams?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah. It's like the Bills, the Dolphins. Yeah, that's the reason. That is the reason they're making the playoffs, man.
Every year.
I mean, that is it, man. Every year.
The good team. Great coach. Good players.
Best coach ever. But let's not beat around the bush. Best coach ever.
They have had very bad years and still found their way into the playoffs. And the Super Bowl. last year, I want to say maybe it was about 3 years ago. I'm not sure which year it was, but there's one year where it was like they were like under over, or excuse me, they were under like halfway through the season. Mm-hmm. And somehow they still got up and won. Like they still, like they lost like yeah. four games, five games,
yeah.
and they still got up and won and went to the Super Bowl and won. And that doesn't make any, but that's very vague, broad explanation. But still, it's like yeah. we've no, all I seen
agree.
It.
It's their division, man. Well, let's go back. Let's go back to the Rams. Rams defense, man. Aaron Donald, Dante Fowler Jr. They picked up Eric Weddle. That's something I meant to mention with the Ravens. They picked up Eric Weddle because Eric Weddle is a great safety. He's gonna play great. And the Ravens, you know, they picked up. You know what? We're gonna get back to them later. Anyways, their defense has got it good.
Tyrann Mathieu is a safety for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, he did go to Kansas City, so we're going to talk about you in a second, Honey Badger.
That's the Honey Badger?
That is the Honey Badger from LSU.
Oh, wow.
Tyrann Mathieu.
I didn't know he actually made it into the NFL.
Yeah, it took him a minute.
I don't know if you were old enough to remember.
I wasn't old enough, but I remember.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. They thought his career was over. He was smoking that spice.
Yeah, smoking that spice. He ended up with the... I want to say the Cardinals, and then the Texans, and now the Chiefs.
Man, what a long journey, but that must be awesome for him.
Yeah, and he's not bad by any means, yeah. you know. But the Rams have got the goods defensively and offensively. I think they'll compete. The Falcons, the only reason I say it is because I think Julio Jones and Matt Ryan are going to connect and be the – I think they'll be the best quarter – and coming from a diehard Saints fan, I mean, diehard Saints fan, I think Matt Ryan and Julio Jones can, again – like they were a few years ago, be the best quarterback receiver duo in the league.
They can. We a lot of people will sleep on them, and you know, here, especially this part of the country, we give them a lot of flack because we don't really like the Falcons as a bias into
the
Saints.
Falcons.
Yeah, I hate the Falcons too.
I mean,
but it is undeniable that Matt Ryan is a great quarterback.
He is.
He's done good for quite some time, and he's grown. You know, like, I mean, I wouldn't say that he's necessarily on his decline yet,
no,
but he might
I don't
have.
Think he is.
He's at a good plateau.
I don't think he's at MVP numbers, but he is definitely not on his decline. They do not need to look for a new quarterback.
He does the job for
he
their
does
team.
The job, and he does it good. He does it very well. Let's go to the Colts. I'm saving my boys for the last. You know, they're on the list right here, but we're going to go to the Colts.
I was about to say, I noticed that we haven't
yeah,
had
yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is about the Colts. Mike Daniels, you need to go to the Colts. Talk to them. They need your help on defense. There's something about Andrew Luck. That's the only reason I wrote them down. There's something about Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton, especially just Andrew Luck in all honesty.
Yeah.
And I think Mike Daniels leaving Green Bay could help. I think he could help going
Mike
there.
Mike Daniels has his eyes set on someone, but I'm trying to see who it was. Matt Patricia, a coach? Maybe that's the Lions.
Yes, I believe it is. Yes,
okay, yeah,
I was trying to remember their coaches.
Because I was reading just a minute ago where it was saying that he was it was a godsend that he got cut for because he wanted to go play for Mike Patricia.
Wow.
He had 13 teams called him, and he did not care because he wanted to play for Matt Patricia.
Okay.
So,
well, there you go. You got yourself a Mike Daniels, Detroit.
Sounds
like a good luck. Don't cut him. But, man, like I said, the only reason I'm putting the Colts is because you can never count Andrew Luck out.
Yeah.
Never. Pats. You're the Pats. I think – do you want to say anything else about the Patriots?
I think they speak for themselves.
They speak for themselves. Belichick, Brady, Edelman.
They're the private school of the NFL.
I'll say one thing about them. First off, Saints have Jared Cook now, so I'm not too mad at Benjamin Watson. Benjamin Watson retires, comes out of retirement, and goes to the Patriots. Benjamin Watson will not fill the Gronkowski void.
No.
Will not, cannot, never will.
Man, I forgot that Gronk retired.
That is the only bad.
I completely
Benjamin
forgot.
Watson cannot do what Gronk can do. Get this. I heard this, and I don't 100% disagree.
Gronk's also as tall as a light pole.
Exactly.
And as beefy as Sasquatch.
Yeah.
So
I don't 100% disagree with this. This is what one of my buddies said. Week 9, and they're under Robert Gronkowski comes out of retirement.
Can they do that?
They can do whatever they want.
They're the Patriots.
No, I think it's before Week 8. They can do that, I believe. So, you know, Week 7 comes
out. I think
it
would be crazy if he came out of retirement, like, literally days before the season started.
That would make me so mad. That would make me so mad.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy. Think about how bad the tight end that's replacing him would feel.
Oh, yeah, because literally, you have to say, you see Gronk come back, I'm looking at ESPN, I'm going, oh, crap, there we go. Super Bowl champs again. Yeah. Nothing you can do about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right. I don't want to talk about the Patriots. I just get mad when I talk about Patriots. Yeah,
understandable.
Most exciting team in the NFL this year, I don't know if it's arguable, that's the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill. I know
Patrick Mahomes is on the cover of
Madden 20.
Yes, he is.
He is a dog. He is a dog. Yeah. He is a dog.
You know what's crazy is I knew that he was on there, but we stopped in the GameStop the other day.
Yeah.
Because I was just looking at some games. And I saw a big old poster cut out of Madden or whatever. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, what did this guy do? And I know I heard about him all year last year.
Yeah.
But I was like, I got to look this up. Got on my phone. I got to looking for about 40 minutes. I'm just like reading about it. I was like, okay, I guess this guy deserves to be on there. I was like, that's fun. Because usually I'm so used to growing up and like seeing people in there that it's like, but I guess all those guys have been on there multiple times. That like I'm
Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
It's like they're like, okay, well, Gronk. We can't put these same people on the cover anymore. Like we got up.
He was the MVP this year, man.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, and that's usually how it goes.
The MVP usually nine times out of ten deserves it, man.
It's just weird to me to see that, but good for him. That makes them a promising team.
It does. You're right.
Unless he drops the ball. Slaps knee because it's football. He drops the ball.
I get it. So with Pat Mahomes, you got Kelce brother, the tight end, Travis Kelce. I believe it's Travis. So you got your tight end. You don't need to worry too much. Tyreek Hill, I believe, is back. You know, if I'm wrong, don't freak out. But I believe he's back. They got the defense. They got the Tyron. And now here's one thing crazy to me about this is they got rid of D Ford and Justin Houston, but their defense was lacking. And I said they got the defense, but their defense needs some work before it's the defense in the league.
Right.
But I do. I don't doubt them. Not. I don't doubt them taking the AFC this year. I don't doubt them sweeping the rug from under the Patriots. Sweeping them under the rug and taking the Super Bowl. It's just a matter of time. Last team, my favorite team to talk about. Let's go Saints. I need Breeze to do it one more time.
I mean, don't we all? I need him to do it three more times.
I'm scared this is it.
This is definitely going to be it. Win, lose, especially if he wins.
If he wins... Yes, but
riding off into the sunset with another ring.
If he loses, Drew, you need to come back. We need you. You get rid of Mark Ingram. You get rid of Mark Ingram. I don't even know if they really got rid of Mark.
A lot of people that are not very confident in the decisions that we've made in the offseason.
I'm one of those people. I'm having to come around to it. Mark Ingram was just Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
9 years, I believe, we held on to Mark Ingram because we needed him. The Heisman Trophy winner, one of the greatest running backs in Saints history. You know, you can't deny top three at least.
He's definitely in
Deuce
there.
McAllister, you know, Sproles. I mean, he's up there.
And we got rid of Sproles too. Do you think we got rid of Sproles prematurely? I mean, this is hindsight.
Yes. Let me see. We got rid of Sproles in what, 20? Somewhere between 13 and 16. I can't remember the exact year we got rid of him, but we. Think about right now if our three running backs last season would have been Mark Ingram, Darren Sproles, and Alvin Kamara.
The reason why I'm not that upset about Mark Ingram, now mind you, we have a lot more seasons to look at Mark Ingram and be like, man, you really pulled through for us. But Alvin, the chipmunk.
Yeah.
He looks like Lil Uzi Vert.
He does.
He has showed pretty promising. Showed to be pretty promising.
He has. And that's why I'm not that upset.
Even since he's been there.
Exactly. That's why I'm not that upset. Because Kamara, Michael Thomas, and Drew Brees are our big three.
Yeah.
Defensively, you know, you got Cameron Jordan. Let me just go right off right here and say this to everybody listening. Eli Apple, I hate you. I hate you. Literally last season,
you heard controversy starts here.
I hate Eli Apple. Eli Apple, come to my house and let's fight. I hate you. Literally, I would get so frustrated last season. We'd make an offensive mistake and I would get mad at Eli Apple.
Yeah.
Because I don't like him, man. I don't think he was a good asset. He did not help our team. I don't think.
what was the other guy's name? We had a wide receiver. We got him from somebody.
Got a wide receiver from somebody.
Yeah, he was injured for a while.
Oh, bro, Dez Bryant. We got Dez Bryant, Dez though. Bryant. We got
that's Dez who I was
Bryant.
Talking about,
I don't even think we got him, though. But.
Is Dez Bryant the one that came out and said he was gay?
Oh, who came out and said they were gay?
Was it Dez Bryant?
No.
Used to play for the Cowboys? Is Dez Bryant gay?
I don't like
Not Dez. That it matters, but.
The title of the episode, is Dez Bryant gay? I don't think he is.
Maybe I'm thinking of Apple.
It's not Eli. There's no way it's Eli.
No. I was thinking of a guy that we had that was injured, or he got suspended. I can't remember. But then he came back.
Did he get suspended because he was gay?
No.
Okay.
It's like, well, that would be a way bigger problem.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant
gay. You can't just Google search Dez Bryant gay.
I bet you can. Tony Romo, Dez Bryant is a good teammate and won't hurt the locker room.
There you go, Dez Bryant.
Says team as prospect, sexuality should be banned. Oh, wow.
You are treading on different waters. Let's move on from the gay Saints.
Gay couple featured on ESPN's We the Fans, Cowboys.
Get off Google, man.
Dez Bryant doesn't like that his mother is gay.
What?
This is old. 2010.
Let's get out of
anyway,
here.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
You got Sean Payton coming back. You got Taysom Hill coming back. You got a team. You got a team that's going to fight, and they will be in the NFC Championship. And I think the Super Bowl is either should, if the teams play right. You heard it here. Should either be Chiefs, Eagles, or Chiefs Saints, and that's it. You know, that's who I think. That's what I think the Super Bowl will be. All right, so we got just a little bit of time left, so let's just run through these real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I want your lightning round, okay?
Okay.
I want your predictions on these teams. Foles and the Jaguars. Nick Foles and the Jaguars.
Do I think that's going to happen?
It's already happened.
Oh, it happened. Yeah, yeah.
I
thought you were asking.
I think here's one thing. I think they wanted Nick Foles to be the undoubtable quarterback in the locker room. I think they signed him way too much money. I think they could have signed him less money and then just not signed another quarterback, and it would have been undoubtable. He's the quarterback.
Yeah.
But they signed him a lot of money, so I think they're spending too much money on Foles. I'll say that. But I think he's great.
Who do they got catching? They got anybody noteworthy?
Is D.D. Westbrook? I think D.D. Westbrook's back. They have some good. I cannot remember right off the top of my head. They got receivers.
Do they still have Fournette?
Fournette's there.
They might do all right.
I think they'll do all right.
I mean, they really.
I
might
don't
do
know
right.
about playoffs. If they make playoffs, they'll be a wild card team.
They might need a year to build.
Yes.
They might have to develop some.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Who knows? They might shock us.
Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. I think they will be Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. That's it.
Yeah. I don't think that they're going to the playoffs.
I don't think so. Case Keenum and the Redskins. Redskins need some help, bro. They had Alex Smith. Alex Smith goes down. We saw what Case Keenum did in Minnesota. One of those miracle things where they threw in a backup. And he did good. Send him to Denver, he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the same with the Redskins.
Yeah, you know, you were saying that about the Vikings. I think with the Vikings, there's too many Hall of Famers on their way out. Future Hall of Famers on their way out,
mm-hmm.
for them to go out with letting the Vikings be the team that beats them in their last year.
Yeah.
Like, I would be hard to argue that Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, this wouldn't be both of their last year.
I could see it.
You know?
I'd see it more for for Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, but I see it for both.
Yeah. I mean, it's not
I hope this is Tom Brady's last year. And Eli Apple's. No. I hope it's Tom Brady's, too. Just coming from a Saints fan. Seahawks.
Always up in the air, but I mean.
You got Russell Wilson. That's not all you need, but you got him. Use him, Pete Carroll, use Russell Wilson. Your defense is falling apart. Bro, they got, what's his name from Ole Miss? DK Metcalf.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The ridiculous Giannis Antetokounmpo looking fella.
Yeah.
Huge guy. Use him. Jets, Sam Darnold, Le'Veon. What more can you say? I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about playoffs.
Probably not.
Just Steelers.
For the sake of New York.
Yeah. Steelers. You got an old Ben Roethlisberger, a young, healthy, fast James Conner. You still got Juju Smith-Schuster.
You know, Roethlisberger fits into that category, too, with the...
He's out. I think this is Roethlisberger's last season.
That's
I don't
what I'm
think
saying.
You can
like,
argue.
With the future Hall of Famer, probably, but he's not... I mean, he's done. He's dust to me, anyway. He probably should have been out a while back anyway.
Yeah, so. I agree with that. I think they'll do what Pittsburgh does, and I think they'll. Yeah, last year they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs last year, but they were one game shy.
Yeah.
So I think they'll make the playoffs again this year. I hope so, because Juju Smith-Schuster and James Conner are great players.
See, the Browns are in the same division.
I already told you, bro. Browns might take the AFC. I didn't even put Browns on my Super Bowl contenders list. Let me put them there. They need to be there.
19.
They will be. Yeah, that's my 19. Writing it down right here. You're watching me.
Listening. I'm watching you.
Well, you're watching me there. They're listening to me. Browns? Question mark. Okay. Next team, Raiders. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I think Antonio Brown and Derek Carr are going to combine to be. I think there's going to be a lot of tension at first.
They end up moving them
next year, I believe, is Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, yeah.
So Oakland Raiders this year. I think it's going to be a lot of alpha male problems because it's Derek Carr's team. It better be.
Yeah.
But Antonio Brown's coming in as one of the best wide receivers we've seen in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a few problems with that at first, but I think give it a little while, and they could be the best duo in the league. Rosen and Dolphins, I don't see the playoffs happening, but I do see Rosen growing. And with their new coach from the Patriots, not Bill Belichick, but the Patriots defensive coordinator, I forgot his name, but I see them getting better. I don't see them making the playoffs. I see them getting better. 49ers. Being a local guy, love seeing Nick Mullins show out this year, from Southern Miss.
Okay.
But he's not going to be the quarterback because Garoppolo's back. So unless 49ers need to keep Nick Mullins as their second or third guy because he's good. But Garoppolo's coming back. Garoppolo's going to be good. You still have George Kittle, great tight end. Richard Sherman, honestly, I think Richard Sherman's on his decline. Not saying he's awful, but
Richard Sherman went to the 49ers?
2 years ago, bro. Where are you going?
I'm so behind.
That's okay. The Legion of Boom is gone, bro.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy to me. I did know that. But it's crazy to me how much he dogged, what was it, Crab Apple? What was that guy's name? Crabtree.
Crabtree. Crab Apple.
They had that thing.
Yeah.
That for a while.
I remember that when they were the team and the Seahawks.
And he was wilding out when everybody first truly heard the name. I'm Richard Sherman.
Yeah, I remember that. That was crazy. Wild.
That woman was interviewing him, and he just started yelling over her. And she was like,
She didn't know what that was crazy. But 49ers, I could see a playoff. I don't think so, but I could see it. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Cowboys, I think Zeke's gonna put on a show. I hope Dak, as a Mississippi guy, puts on a show. Not a Mississippi State fan, but a Mississippi guy.
Yeah.
I want to see Dak put on a show.
Dak's doing good for himself, and he's growing. He's also an evolving player.
Here's the best part about the Cowboys is they have Amari Cooper, and Amari Cooper's good. Amari Cooper's going to do work. They also have Jason Witten coming out of retirement. Thank you for retiring from the press box, Jason Witten. Thank you.
Nobody wanted you there.
Yeah, nobody wanted you there. But nobody wanted you being the tight end again either, man. Getting old. That's okay, though.
Speaking of which, how do you feel every time you see Tony Romo up there talking?
I get giggles, man. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I think Tony Romo should be a coach, man. I think he could be. I think he could be a successful coach.
You might have been too young. It's crazy, man, because we were just talking about the Cowboys and having them a gay player. There used to be these rumors back in the day about Tony Romo being gay.
Really?
Yeah. Not that it matters, but I'm just saying, think about, this was like years ago, though.
All right, the Time Out Podcast, episode 1, titled, Dez Bryant Gay, Tony Romo Gay. No, I'm just kidding. We're about to wrap things up here. Thank you guys for listening. Ravens, real quick. Young Ravens defense, they're great. They don't have Weddle. They got rid of Terrell Suggs, but they added Earl Thomas from the Seahawks. Legion of Boom, the dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're going to be good. Lamar Jackson is going to be good. Robert Griffin III is still there. He's going to help mentor. Some quick signings, rapid fire. I just want to get yes or no, good or bad opinion. Eric Weddle to the Rams.
Yeah.
I say good. I say he's a great free safety.
Definitely.
Texans, they lost Tyrann Mathieu.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad because now they're trying to kind of look for a void to fill that. Saints, great move right here. Teddy Bridgewater.
Absolutely.
It is better to stay the backup in New Orleans than to be the starter in Miami because that was the team he was going to go to, Miami. Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater, I think, is being groomed to be the next Saints quarterback.
That's what we've been but talking about amongst my social groups.
Remember in like week 13 or week 14 or 15 when they played the Panthers and they sat Drew Brees out and Teddy Bridgewater played like garbage?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that scares me. But I think he's just getting better.
was about to say, also, they played him week whatever.
Yeah.
And they sat Drew Brees out in the middle of a game and said, you're going to play. Yeah. It's a different kind of pressure.
I agree.
You know, it's not like you got to, you know, warm up, lose a couple of games and get in your zone.
Mm-hmm. And then real quick, last thing, Billy Turner, a guard in Green Bay, this is my only problem, man, with Green Bay not having a GM. They overpaid this guy. I don't remember the exact amount. They overpaid this guard in Green Bay. Green Bay, you need more than an offensive guard. Granted, you need a guard. You should not be paying him that much. All right. Worst offseason move so far. Worst. I am going to say the worst offseason move this far. I should have wrote this down. I'm going to say, so far, the worst offseason move is for...
I think the worst offseason move is for the Giants thinking that it's a good idea to get rid of Odell Beckham.
Worst offseason move. The Giants getting rid of Odell.
I personally think that it's great because awesome to see what the Browns are
going
to do.
And you know what? The best offseason move, we're going to end right here, is the Browns getting Odell. Yeah. So, you know what? That whole trade is the best and the worst. Okay, guys. This has been episode 1 of the Time Out Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm going to try to get these out every Monday. If not, it'll be every other Monday. We'll be back next week. Might have Shane back. Might have a new guest. We'll figure things out.
Yeah, and if I come back next week, we might dig into some basketball.
We might, definitely. Shane, anything you want to go ahead and plug in? Your podcast, Instagram,
what? I have a podcast called Organic Poison Podcast. It is nowhere near as family-friendly, but it is kind of funny and fun. My name is Shane Smith. I think I said that already, but you can find me at Shane Is O on Instagram and Twitter. S-H-A-N-E-I-S-O. It's not Shane ISO, it's Shane Is O, because some people on occasion call me Shane O. I make music, I make videos, and I talk a lot, so.
All right. And once again, my name is Tyler. Thanks. I will see you guys next week.